Trump endorsements win the day in Tuesday's primaries. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Author J.D. Vance winning a hotly contested seven-way Republican primary for a U.S. Senate seat in Ohio.
This campaign, I really think, was a referendum on what kind of a Republican Party we want and what kind of a country we want. Do we want a Republican Party that stands for the donors who write checks to the Club for Growth, or do we want a Republican Party for the people right here in Ohio? Ladies and gentlemen, we just answered the question.
Vance had been trailing early on, but surged in mid-April after an endorsement from the former president. He'll face Democrat Congressman Tim Ryan in November. All of the candidates the former president endorsed in the Ohio and Indiana primaries won yesterday. Anticipating a Supreme Court ruling to overturn Roe v. Wade, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer will restart a bill in the Senate next week to make access to abortion federal law.
We'll be introducing Rule 14ing it this week, and it will codify Roe v. Wade.
The latest Fox News poll gauging public sentiments on abortion.
50% support abortion bans after 6 weeks. That number goes up to 54% after 15 weeks. And yet, should Roe v. Wade stand? 63% now say yes.
Fox's Doug Luzader in Washington. Protests over the decision last night in Los Angeles led to scuffles that left a police officer injured. Comedian Dave Chappelle apparently unhurt after being assaulted on stage last night at the Hollywood Bowl. He was performing in a Netflix comedy festival when a man rushed the stage and tackled him. The assailant was taken to the hospital with injuries apparently suffered as he was dragged away by security. Early morning Dow futures are trading more than 80 points higher. The Dow, NASDAQ, and the S&P 500 all closing up yesterday. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The Federal Reserve Board expected to announce another interest rate hike today.
It's largely expected that the central bank will raise rates by an unusual half a percentage point and to follow that move in June with another half a point increase and possibly more after that. The Fed hasn't raised rates by more than a quarter percentage point at any meeting since 2000. Fed officials have signaled plans for an aggressive ramp up in rate hikes to combat the hottest inflation in 40 years. In addition, investors will be tuning into Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell's news conference to hear his comments about how high interest rates might rise beyond this year. Hilary Barsky, Fox News.
A new study says more Americans than ever are saying, take this job and, you know.
A record 4.5 million Americans ditched their jobs in March. That's about 3% of the workforce. The data emphasizes how newly empowered workers are quitting their jobs in favor of better wages, working conditions, and hours as businesses lure new workers with higher salaries, a new trend dubbed the Great Resignation. As a result, Americans' incomes are rising across the board as employers have ramped up hiring to offset the losses. The Bureau of Labor Statistics report there are now more than 11 million jobs currently open across the country. Ted Lindner, Fox News.
President Biden visited workers at a plant in Troy, Alabama yesterday where they make some of the anti-tank missiles that have helped Ukraine forces in the Russian invasion.
You're making it possible for the Ukrainian people to defend themselves without us having to risk getting in a third world war by sending in American soldiers fighting Russian soldiers.
The president has committed to sending at least 5,500 Javelin missiles to Ukraine. Russian missile strikes yesterday reaching into western Ukraine, striking power facilities and railway stations around Lviv. More saber-rattling from North Korea, hurling a short-range ballistic missile into the sea off its east coast overnight, amid signs the country is preparing a nuclear weapons test. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.